90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City, Community Radio. Streaming online at www.kkfi.org.
The views and opinions of this program are those of its host and guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of 90.1 FM, KKFI, Midcoast Radio Project, or its staff and volunteers.
Hello and good morning. Welcome to Cowtown Conversations. I'm your host, Joseph Jackson. Today, our guest is Ms. Melissa Roach, who is the Program and Community Relations Manager for Charlie's House. And we're going to talk about Charlie's House, which came out of tragedy, but it is a house that is built to help you keep your children safe. Good morning, Melissa. Welcome to Cowtown Conversations.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, and yourself?
Doing well.
So, Melissa, how long have you worked for Charlie's House?
I have been with them for 6 months, since May.
So you are the Program and Community Relations Manager. What are your duties as the Program and Community Manager for Charlie's House?
So I am in charge of creating and facilitating programs that Charlie's House, the organization, runs. I also do a lot of networking and reach out to community organizations such as home visiting groups and temporary housing programs, local hospitals, pediatricians, and more.
And that was how we, I'd known about Charlie's House, but our organization had a, you were the featured speaker last week, and I came down in person and kind of toured it. So it was definitely an eye-opening experience. Melissa, is Charlie's House a 501c3 nonprofit?
Yes, it is. We are a nonprofit organization, and we focus in on safety.
Melissa, what is Charlie's House?
So Charlie's House is a safety organization that focuses in on preventing accidents to children in and around the home.
So I'm here on the website for Charlie's House, and what folks, what you need to understand is that unintentional injuries remain a critical public health concern as they persist in leading cause of morbidity and mortality in children. More than 9.2 million children are treated in emergency departments for non-fatal injuries each year. Sadly, accidents and injuries claim the lives of 12,000 children and adolescents each year. It can happen to anyone, and folks, it only takes a couple of seconds. I mean, all you have being a parent, I can remember one time when my children were small, my daughter wanted to change the game in the video game system, which was on top, and they were so quiet, and her brother and sister were sitting there, and I come around the corner, and I see the cabinet, her climbing the cabinet coming away from the wall, and the only thing holding both her and the cabinet was the cord to the video game system. So all it takes is a second for something to really happen. And I mean, add to that, I know we grew up in a generation of where you, if the baby was fussy, you put the baby in the bed with you, and you know, but sometimes we forget that the baby's in bed with us, and there have been cases where parents have actually rolled over and smothered their child. So that is something that you definitely, we have to be careful and do things a little bit differently, you know, where we're at right now. So, Melissa, where did Charlie's House get its name?
So, 14 years ago, on November 1st, 2007, Charlie was a 2.5-year-old little boy from Kansas City. He was killed when he was attempting to climb a 30-inch dresser in his home. And then it was through that tragedy that Charlie's House was born. Brett and Jenny Horn, Charlie's parents, turned that tragedy into a mission. They wanted to begin a movement to reduce in-home accidents through increased public awareness and education. What happened to them was so terrible and awful, and they knew that if something like that could happen to them as parents, that it could also happen to anybody. And in fact, Charlie was actually a triplet, and he had an older brother that was about 18 months older. So if you can imagine taking care of four little ones under the age of three, and having something like that happen, they were just devastated, and they wanted to make sure that no one would ever have to experience what they experienced. And as they did research and started to form the company itself, they realized that it was happening quite often, and something as simple as a safety device could actually prevent his accident from happening. And so they started sharing their mission, which was to prevent accidents and injuries to children in and around the home. We did this by, you know, increasing awareness of the hazard, educating parents, caregivers, and healthcare professionals on how to mitigate those risks, and then distributing of various different safety devices at no cost.
One thing I want to mention, you're a former teacher, so this education comes naturally, but how important, again, to reiterate it, that we begin this education process to show people how quickly those types of hazards can turn, in some cases, non-fatal, but in some cases, very fatal. Education is the key to reducing childhood injuries and deaths. Would you agree to that?
Oh, yes, definitely. I feel like if you get educated on and you hear these tragedies and these stories of what's happened in the past to other families and other children throughout the United States and the world, you learn from that. You learn from it because you don't ever want that to happen to your own personal family or to someone that you love.
So, Melissa, where is Charlie's house located, and when did it open?
So we are located at 2425 Campbell, which is in Kansas City and downtown in that Hospital Hill area, located right behind University Health and Children's Mercy Hospital. And then in our backyard is actually the Kansas City Health Department.
Yes.
And we opened in actually May of this year. They started building the safety demonstration house, which is one of our programs, back in 2018. And officially, we were able to open in May of this year due to COVID.
And you also, as you walk into the house, it's Christmas time full year round in the house, because you always keep the Christmas tree up, and we're going to talk about that a little bit later. But the Christmas trees can be one of the biggest hazards, and you find that out as you grow up, but we're going to talk about that. But you all have some other things that you all do also. You have a mobile fire unit that you all take out and show people different things, because fire is also one of the deadliest things that can happen in a home. Why is fire safety important, Melissa?
Fire safety is so important because every day families are losing their lives because of not practicing that fire escape drill, or not having working smoke alarms in their home, or even, you know, when you have, you know, if you have a child and they go and spend the night at a friend's house, do they know how to get out of that house if there were to be a fire? Chances are that's probably not something that you would normally talk about before dropping off your child. And these are things that we want to encourage everyone to be thinking about. You know, fire safety is so important because it can happen anywhere, anytime.
And folks, daylight savings time comes up this weekend. You know, we fall back, but also it's a great time to remember to change that battery in your smoke detector. Because I can't tell you how many times I've been somewhere and I've heard that beep, beep. You know, I got to the point where I've just hardwired mine into the electrical, and they have ones now that you can hardwire in that you never have to worry about that. So if you're remodeling, doing construction or different things, think about putting in a hardwired smoke detector so you never have to worry about changing that beep again. But also this weekend, remember to, as we fall back, check the battery in that smoke detector. Melissa, also, Charlie House has a unique garage. Can you tell listeners about the garage?
So our garage also serves as a community event space as well. So community organizations can actually contact us either through email or a phone call and use the space for meeting with their organization, like a board meeting, or say they want to do an educational workshop. We've had several organizations that have come in, such as like the YMCA and Parents with Teachers or, programs, as well as Juneteenth KC. She actually hosted a play group at our facility at one point and encouraged all the families to come in. They had lunch and had a little workshop, and then afterwards we gave them a tour of the safety demonstration house. It's a wonderful resource that is at no cost to the public and is available just about any time of the year. You just need to contact us.
So what is that number if they want to contact you to get more information?
So that number is 816-591-1766.
Okay, so repeat it again for us, please.
816-591-1766.
So there you go, folks. There's a number to be able to call in if you want to go down and tour Charlie's house, or you work with them to have an event in their garage. Melissa, how has the pandemic impacted Charlie's house?
So with the mask mandates that we've had off and on for the last year, we definitely follow those because we are located in Jackson County. So what we do is make sure that we have masks on when we give the tours of the safety demonstration house. And then we also provide tours and then sanitize the home in between visitors coming. We also had to have a delay in opening the safety demonstration house because of the pandemic. We had originally tried to open in 2020, but because of what was going on in the world, we actually had to push it back. And so we actually opened it in May of this year, and it was actually on what would have been Charlie's 16th birthday on May the 6th.
I know one of the things you all also did during the pandemic was you all created a virtual tour of Charlie's house, the safety demonstration house. Can you tell listeners a little bit about that? So in case they can't come or they may be too far away, they can go onto the website and virtually tour Charlie's house.
So yeah, we have this amazing virtual experience. So for those that are not able to visit our safety demonstration house in person, we offer a virtual experience similar to the actual tour. Using a 3D 360 panoramic camera, we were able to take each room. And when you're there, you can actually click on the TVs and you can watch the same videos that you would see in person. You can also click on additional videos, PDFs, brochures, and different areas of safety throughout the home. And it would just be like being there in person. It's quite extraordinary, actually. Anybody in the entire world can actually visit our website now and see the safety demonstration house for themselves, no matter where they live.
And what is that website where people can go and do the virtual tour of Charlie's house?
So our website is www.charlieshouse.org. And whenever you click on our website, if you just peruse around, you'll actually find the virtual safety demonstration house is something that you click on and it'll pop up.
So as we look at the house, so for those that may want to come in person, what hours of operation are you open? What days of the week are you open?
So if you want to come in person, we are open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. We encourage families, healthcare professionals, and community organizations to either schedule a tour by going to our website or calling us, and we can get it scheduled. Typically, that the tours take about 40 to 60 minutes, depending on the size of the group and the amount of questions that they may or may not have. And then we're also open in the evenings and on the weekends if families or if professionals are not able to come during the week, Monday through Friday. They just have to give us a call or email us, and we can set it up.
Folks, this is why home safety is so important. Injury is a leading cause of death in children and adults. According to the CDC, approximately 12,000 children and young adults ages 1 to 19 years old die from unintended injuries each year. Each year, about 2,000 children under 14 die as a result of home injury. About every 43 minutes, a child in the United States is injured from a TV or furniture flip-over related incident. More than 9 in 10 poisonings in children occur in the home. On average, there is one death or injury every month due to window cords. Every 6 minutes, a child younger than 5 is treated for a staircase-related injury. Nearly 90% of unintentional shooting deaths in the children occur in the home. So I know that's one of the things big in East Patrol, that if you have a firearm, you can go to the police department, you can get a gun lock, because to a child, a gun looks like just another toy. And, you know, there are sadly now siblings who are growing up knowing that they were playing with a gun, and that some of them may have shot and killed or injured their mom, their dad, or another family member. But that was all preventable injury, because one, we want to make sure that children can grow, explore, and learn, but do it in a safe environment. So that if you have a gun, make sure that it's up out of the way and it has a trigger lock to keep the child from being able to pull the trigger. You know, I can say to my own child, when he was 3, he loved the stove. And I would always be there to catch him in front of the stove. And then one time I wasn't there and he touched the stove and he came running and he kept saying, "Ot, ot, ot." All he could say was "ot." He was trying to tell me it was hot. But I will say this, I never worried about him touching the stove again, because he learned what I was sometimes trying to prevent him from. The minute I wasn't there, it was something that he learned a lesson for himself. Fortunately, it wasn't a lesson that caused too much grief, just a little bit of pain. So, Melissa, what is a preventable injury as we talk about these types of injuries?
So preventable injuries can be anything from, you know, riding a bicycle and not wearing a helmet, or climbing on a bookshelf or dresser or entertainment center and not having that bookshelf, dresser, entertainment center anchored to the wall, pulling on a TV that may be sitting on a dresser or entertainment center and having it tip over accidentally because it was not strapped or secured to the wall or to the entertainment center itself, having a child get burned or scalded because they took something out of the microwave that was way too hot for them to be touching in the first place, or taking a bath and not knowing that your water heater actually should be set at 120 degrees or lower, because anything higher can actually burn their skin. Or, you know, having window blinds in your home, for example, and the ones that have the cords, if they're dangling down and your child or pet can actually get access to those without having those up out of reach, that could be a preventable injury as well.
I know one thing that a lot of people may not have is a carbon monoxide detector. Carbon monoxide, folks, is odorless, it's colorless, and it can kill you faster than anything else. And, you know, one of the people who was in our class said, you know, they had a situation where they had carbon monoxide in their home. You can get a combination carbon monoxide smoke alarm. And I understand some people move them around, but those alarms have a reason. They're letting you know that something's not right, that you may need to open up a window, vent something, get out the house, call the fire department. They will happily come out to double check to make sure, because, you know, there were a lot of people during the pandemic who passed away from carbon monoxide because people were sleeping in houses. There was one family, they were sleeping in a house, they kept relatives kept calling, and they went over and found out that in the middle of the night something happened and everybody in the family perished, I think, except for one person. So folks, carbon monoxide is real, it is deadly, and it does kill. So that's something that we definitely want to, you know, if you've got it, make sure you have a detector in your house. So you talked about water safety as far as making sure the water is within 120 degrees. What are some other tips that people need to know about water safety? Because I know it's sad, but you can drown in an inch of water.
Yes, you can. And that's actually in any form of water, whether that be the bathtub, the toilet, up to 25 children are drowning every year in the toilet between the ages of 2 and 4, which is why we recommend having toilet locks. The dog water dish, you know, people don't think about the dog water dish or maybe even a bucket of water from whenever you're mopping and cleaning your home being a safety hazard, but it definitely is. Any form of water, including the pool. You know, if you have a pool or you have even a kid-sized pool in your backyard, you want to make sure that you empty it every single time that you're done using it. And you want to make sure that you have those safety perimeters around and never, ever leave a child unattended near any kind of water, whether that be the bathtub, the toilet, the sink, you know, and just an inch of water, like you said, can cause a drowning. And actually, right now, it's the number one reason why children between the ages of 1 and 4 are dying in the United States is because of drowning. Something as simple as just staying with that child and watching them when they're in or near water is the safest thing to do.
You know, we all give our children the baths and the bathtub, and sometimes parents may leave them in there to play, but, you know, maybe pull the plug so that the water's going out, so that, you know, they're not in a dangerous situation. They still may be able to play in the tub, but the water is going out the tub, so where they can't be hurt or injured by just a simple thing as playing in the tub that became unsafe because the water was still in the tub.
Mm-hmm.
So, Melissa, as we also talk about the tipping injuries. Everybody now has a flat screen TV. In some cases, the TVs are just, they're not mounted to the wall. They're just sitting on top of a dresser or bureau. Or another, you have children, such as in Charlie's case, you have a dresser. Companies make devices now to where you can attach that dresser, secure it to the wall. You know, there's ways to secure the TV to the wall. How critical are those in order to keep children safe when they're in their own homes?
Well, we recommend any dresser of any size, tall, small, wide, entertainment centers, changing tables, bookshelves, they all should be secured to the wall no matter where you live, and no matter how long it's going to be there. Even if you're living in a temporary housing type program, you should also consider having those things secured, because in seconds, the child could easily climb on those or accidentally bump into it, or have something have them try to climb on it, and it would tip over on top of them. Same thing with TVs, you know, those big box TVs that they don't make anymore but are actually still out there in the public, and the flat screen TVs, those also should be secure, whether they be secured to the wall with a strap, either on top of the strap, if it's on top of the TV, if it's that big box TV. They actually make the flat screen TVs have a place on the back for you to be able to strap it to either to the wall itself or have it secured to the entertainment center, as long as the entertainment center is secure. Or the safest option is actually to have it installed onto the wall if possible. But we recommend to always, always have everything secure, because every 10 days it's being reported that a child is having an accidental tip over death related to either a heavy piece of furniture, appliance, or TV falling on top of them simply because it was not anchored.
Go back a little bit to what we talked about earlier, fire safety. And I'm here on the Charlie's House webpage resources. Safety from fire. For the best protection, install a smoke alarm on every level of every room, especially the sleeping rooms. Test the batteries every 6 months. Create and practice a home fire escape plan with two ways out of every room. In the event of fire, leave your home immediately. Once you're out of the house, stay out. Keep everything that can catch fire, especially those dish towels, wooden spoons, away from your stovetop. Critical, folks, have a fire extinguisher in the kitchen in the case of emergency, and make sure you know how to use it. And I would go a step further, folks. You need to have a fire extinguisher in your car. I had a situation about 3 years ago when my car caught fire, and that is something that's never more scary. But if you've got a fire extinguisher, unfortunately, I used my fire extinguisher, but I was able to get away from it, but it had to have the fire department come out. But that fire extinguisher may be able to help you, you know, if you buy those critical seconds to be able to keep yourself from getting hurt or injured or a loved one. And as we said, this is daylight savings time, fall back. So it'd be a great time to be able to test the smoke detectors, you know, test them when daylight savings time starts, test them when it ends, make sure that everything is working the way in which you need it to work. Melissa, you also have a few other programs at Charlie's House. The Community Alliance Program. What is the Community Alliance Program?
So our Community Alliance Program is where we work with several different community organizations. We contact their staff to determine the specific types of resources that they need to better serve their clients and families. We serve organizations such as Parents of Teachers, Easter Seals, the DCCCA, Samuel Rogers Clinics, Operation Breakthrough, to name a few. And basically what we do is we provide them with safety checklists, safety guides, safety devices, as well as educational materials and educational workshops that they can offer to their clients that they work with.
You also have the New Parent Safety Initiative. What is that?
With the New Parent Safety Initiative, we work with local hospitals, doulas, birthing centers, in which we provide information to help make the home safe for a newborn to 8 months old children. Our model focuses on educating new parents because of the high interest in learning how to best provide for their new child. It's designed to integrate home safety education programming into existing curriculum designed by other groups, such as health systems and community centers. We intend to use that curriculum to teach new families, new parents to come and take a tour of our safety demonstration house so they can learn how to prevent accidents to their child and actually age with them. So not only would they come when they are, first born or when they're pregnant, but also we want them to come back. So now that they're crawling, you might need to think about some different safety issues. And then 6 months from then, maybe they're walking. Now that your child is walking, then now we need to start thinking about, okay, now that they're at a higher level, what can they reach? What can they get into? What are they climbing on? And think about those different things. When they get into being 2 years old and older, trying to climb into the cabinets and finding possibly choking foods and things like that are not safe. And then when they get into those preschool years, getting more curious about, finding things throughout the home, as well as whenever they become, an adolescent and a teenager, and we start thinking about gun safety and making sure that our guns are locked up, safety never ends, no matter how old your child is going to be. And it begins from the very moment that you find out you're pregnant all the way up until they go to college and start, get married and have children of their own. It never, ever ends. And we want families to understand that at no point in your life is there going to be a time that you don't have to think about safety being an issue or something that you don't want to think about, because it's always going to be there. It's always going to be a risk no matter what you do in life.
So I don't remember if I mentioned this, but the Safe Now, Safe Later program.
So with our Safe Now, Safe Later program, what that is where we partner with various temporary housing organizations in the community, such as KC Pet Grooming Project, Amethyst Place, Hillcrest Hope, Hope Haven, Salvation Army, Eileen's Place, New House, and more. And basically what it is families that are living in that temporary housing, whether it be for protection or rehabilitation or another circumstance, they need to make sure that their children are residing in a safe place. And after that transition into a more permanent arrangement, the need is still there. It's still the same. So with that program, we work directly with those partners by going into those temporary housing units, and then we determine what sort of safety needs and devices are needed to prevent injuries and accidents to children. For example, in some of those places, we've noticed that they need to have toilet locks, or maybe they need to have a medical walk bag to prevent their children from getting into their medication. So we're able to provide those items at no cost. And then whenever they transition and they graduate into possibly another program or a more permanent type residence, those same families can actually reach out to us and ask us for help in setting up their new home and making sure that their home is safe there as well.
And it's not just for new parents, though, because there are a lot of grandparents who are now watching their grandchildren, and, you know, well, they're thinking, you know, I don't have children. Our children are long grown, gone, but our grandchildren are here. So you may need to look at, you know, childproofing their home so that when they come over and visit, you know, they're not dangerous that could them hurt and harm them also. So, Melissa, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
you have a program that's called Safe Sleep. Can you tell us about Safe Sleep program?
So we encourage for families to always follow the ABCs of Safe Sleep, which means alone, on their back, in a crib. That's what ABC stands for. And that means that in the crib, you should only have your baby wrapped in a sleep sack, swaddle, or maybe footed pajamas to keep them warm, and nothing else. They don't need stuffed animals, no blankets, no bumper pads, no mobiles hanging down. Only babies should be sleeping in their own safe space. And whether that be a crib, a pack and play, or bassinet, that way that we know that they are safe in their own environment and that nothing can obstruct their breathing. They can't have anybody roll on top of them. They can't have a stuffed animal, you know, blocking any airways, and that they're always on their back. And eventually, when the child is developmentally able to roll over on their own, it's a little bit safer. But we still encourage families to follow that safe sleep protocol until they turn at least 1 year of age.
And they have a safe sleep poster to folks down there, and they recommend room temperatures from 65 to 72 degrees. So, you know, it was an educational, informative, and eye-opening process coming down just to see the toilet locks, see the different things, you know, the bedroom safety, different things that are there. These are all minor items that in a household could turn into a deadly or dangerous situation for a child. So it is a great place to come visit folks and see get information. And the one thing that I love that Melissa keeps reiterating is that resources are free. Also, folks, resources are available in English as well as Spanish, so that the same information is getting out, that there's no language barrier. Melissa, do you all have some great partners to help you all with that as far as getting that information, getting those resources out for parents in English as well as Spanish?
Yeah, we partner with Safe Kids Worldwide and several different Safe Kids coalitions within the KC Metro area, as well as Kids in Car Safety. They focus in on vehicle safety and preventing accidents in and around vehicles with children and pets. We've also partnered with Children's Mercy, and they help us provide, not only have they provided financial help with us, but they've also encouraged their families to come and see us if they ever have any safety needs. And then we also have wonderful partners in the community as well, such as like Honeywell and Crowley Furniture, who not only furnished our facility, but they also encourage families to use one of those safety furniture straps with every dresser that they sell in their locations throughout the metro.
So you're listening to 90.1 FM, KKFI. This is Cowtown Conversations, and I'm your host, Joseph Jackson. And today we're talking with Melissa Roach, who is the Program and Community Manager for Charlie's House. We're going to take a short break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. We're back. This is Joseph Jackson, hosting Cowtown Conversations on 90.1 FM. And today our guest is Melissa Roach, who is the Program and Community Manager for Charlie's House. Melissa, we know that there are threats to children all the time, and just like change here in the weather in Missouri, what are some of the seasonal dangers that parents should be aware of and looking out for?
Well, with the change of the weather lately, I know a lot of people are getting ready to switch over from their air conditioning to their heat overnight. So something to keep in mind is to make sure that all of those vents are clear and that you do make sure that everything is open and on and safe throughout the home. Whenever it comes to making sure that your heat is being switched on correctly, you need to know how to shut your gas off. You need to know immediately to go outside and and call 911 if there is a natural gas or carbon monoxide leak. And then we also recommend having those carbon monoxide detectors and smoke alarms on every floor, if not every room, if possible. And then we also recommend, you know, with it getting cold outside, we have kiddos that are dressing warmer, and you want to make sure that not only do we have them wearing layers, but also if you're traveling in the car, you want to make sure that car seat safety is always being followed. For every ride, you want to make sure that you're buckling up and you're wearing your seatbelt and you're setting a good example as a parent, but also making sure that your child is safe in their own safe, secure car seat if necessary, and that it is installed correctly, and that we also recommend not allowing your child to ride in that car seat in their coat, because actually it's too bulky. And if you were to be in a car accident, it actually can cause more harm, because we know that they're not actually secured in their car seat properly if that bulky coat or blanket is in the way. So we want to make sure that you buckle first, and then you can cover them up with a coat or a blanket over the top of the buckle or the harness on the car seat itself.
And we just passed one of the most dangerous days of the year for children, which was Halloween, because more kids are hurt and killed annually trick-or-treating. Why is that, Melissa?
Now, Halloween is one of the biggest, scariest days of the year, because not only because of all the spooky things outside, but also because children are not watching for cars, and cars sometimes can't ever see those kiddos when it's dark outside, and they aren't looking both ways, you know, when crossing the street, and they're not staying on the sidewalk. So on Halloween, we want to make sure that, you know, you're looking both ways. You're always being aware of driveways, people backing out of cars, people driving on the streets, because there's kiddos everywhere that are trying to trick or treat on Halloween, and they're trying to go from house to house. But on both sides, the families that are trick or treating and the kids and the drivers, they also need to be completely aware of their surroundings at all times.
Melissa, we are shortly going into the we're into November, which means the holiday season has already started. Black Friday sales are starting to pop up. But soon it's going to be Thanksgiving. And then before you know that, Christmas is right around the corner and people are going to start putting up lights. What do we need to be aware of for the holidays in regards to child safety?
So for Thanksgiving coming up, cooking fires are actually the number one cause of home fires and related injuries. And Thanksgiving is actually the leading day of the year for home fires involving cooking equipment. So we want to make sure that children are staying out of the kitchen, or if you do choose to have them in there, you always want to stay with them, and that you give them something safe to do, such as, you know, helping put things on the table or helping them make something, but nothing with sharp knives, nothing that's going to be a choking hazard for them. And trying to keep them away from anything hot, such as the oven or stove. Also, you know, with tablecloths, you want to make sure that you're not putting a tablecloth on the table and then putting something hot on top of that tablecloth, so that the child could potentially pull on that tablecloth and have something hot fall on top of them. So be aware of making sure that you are staying with those hot items around the holiday season. Also with the choking and food allergies, you know, we want to encourage families to know that, you know, you need to be aware that there's some foods that are just not safe for kiddos to be eating, especially under the age of five, such as hot dogs and popcorn and nuts and grapes. Those are just too hard for them to get to. And actually any toys this upcoming season for Christmas coming up and for the holidays, we want to make sure that no toys are actually smaller than a quarter size. Because if something can actually fit through a toilet paper roll in your home, it actually means that it's too small for a child under the age of five to be playing with. And that includes button batteries and magnets, and making sure that kiddos aren't playing or being exposed to anything with those items in them, just because that is such a scary thing to happen, to have a child ingest a button battery or a magnet and not even knowing that it happens, and making sure that those are kept out of reach from those young kiddos.
I know, Melissa, Charlie's House keeps the tree up year-round, and it's also to let people know that Christmas trees are also a hazard. and there are multiple hazards. Can you tell us about Christmas tree safety?
So with Christmas trees, you want to make sure that if you have a real Christmas tree, that you are watering it every single day. If you don't water it every day, it actually can get extremely dry. And in the home, as part of our safety demonstration house tour, we show a video of a real Christmas tree that was not being watered properly, lighting up in flames, like within seconds. And within 20 seconds, the entire room is on fire simply because they just were not watering the tree properly. So you got to keep that in mind when you get a real Christmas tree. And you want to make sure that you follow those precautions and make sure that, you know, the tree is not blocking an exit, and that you make sure that you have working smoke alarms and testing them at least once a month. And always, always turning off the Christmas tree lights before leaving home or going to bed. And that also includes artificial trees. With artificial trees, you want to make sure that you have a fire-resistant label on your tree, because sometimes, you know, artificial trees that were made 20 years ago, they may not have had that. And so if they were too close to a heat source or to a fire, it actually could also light up in flames too. So you want to make sure that you are keeping an eyeful watch on that Christmas tree in your home. Same thing goes with candles. You know, for Kwanzaa and Hanukkah, we want to make sure that those religious candles that we're using, that they're being placed on a sturdy candle holder, and that they should not be passed from one person to another at any time. And that when lighting those candles, we want to make sure that they aren't near any windows where a blind or curtain could catch on fire, and that they are placed on or near tables being watched by an adult, and that we're keeping them out of reach from a child or a pet. And we also want to make sure those matches and lighters are also kept out of reach of children as well.
I know you have a demonstration down there. You were talking about the tree, but you also have, there's a recommended distance that those candles should be away from, you know, curtains and different other flammable items. What is that distance, Melissa?
Typically, we say at least 3 feet. Candles should be always out of reach of children and pets, as well as the Christmas tree. If you decide to have a tree in your home, you want to make sure that it keeps at least 3 feet from any heat source. And we would encourage using battery-operated candles if possible. Same thing with Halloween, you know, we recommended having battery-operated candles rather than real candles in those jack-o'-lanterns, because, you know, those real candles can actually cause a lot of harm. They can cause burning, and the wax can actually cause burning. So keeping those out of reach of children is a good idea.
You had something on your wall that really made me think, and every woman carries a purse, but the sign on your wall made me think that there's so many dangers in a purse that can hurt or harm a child. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, in the home, we talk about the poison purse, which I encourage anybody that has, you know, any friends or family members that come over to their home, if they ever have a coat or a purse, that you need to keep it out of reach from a child, either up high, out of reach, or have a designated spot like a closet to where they can store it away. Because you never know what could be potentially in, you know, somebody's coat pockets or in their purse. It could be medicine, which we always, always want to keep medicine up out of reach from a child and locked up. It could be a weapon, because you never know if someone wants to have a weapon on them for safety purposes. But if a child were to get exposed to that, it would just cause dangerous reaction. So having that out of reach, cigarettes and lighters. Again, those could also be potentially in somebody's coat pockets or in a purse. So having those locked up and out of reach is a great idea.
I've got to share two of the tips. It says curtains and drapes are 9 times more likely to catch fire than a Christmas tree that is kept moist or watered. And 25% of Christmas tree fires and 80% of the fatalities, some type of heat source was too close to the tree. Keep your Christmas tree away from heaters and water the tree. Holiday decorations also, folks, can pose a choking or cutting risk if broken. Keep those items up high, out of the reach of children. So there are different things that we need to really know and learn. And the medicine cabinet, Melissa, is one of the things in the house that is, it holds many good things, but in the case of a child, it can hold many harmful things. You know, what... It only takes a minute in an emergency situation, and time can be critical. and the difference in between life and death. Melissa, what is that number that we should have on our phone in case we need it before we need it?
So we recommend putting the poison help number into anybody's phone. We also provide magnets and stickers through our facility as well that we could give out. But they provide free, confidential, expert medical advice 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And that's a 1-800 number. It's 1-800-222-1222. And that's at Poison Control Center. And it's for any case, if a child or an adult has ever gotten into a household product or medicine that they shouldn't have.
And
then we also have a national battery ingestion hotline as well. If you think that your child has swallowed a button battery, you can actually call the national battery ingestion hotline for expert advice as well.
And do you have a number for the national battery ingestion device?
Yeah, that is 1-800-498-8666.
So, folks, the number that should be in your phone all the time is Poison Help, and it's nationwide. Again, 1-800-222-1222. So, Melissa, you have an event coming up, National Prevention Day on November 8th. Can you tell us about that, and what is National Prevention Day?
So, on Thursday, November 18th, we will be hosting the second annual National Injury Prevention Day. And we do this with the Injury Free Coalition for Kids, which is also a nonprofit organization. And what we do is we partner with several other health organizations throughout the United States to encourage families to know about preventing accidents and injuries in and around the home. And this year, our focus for Kansas City is actually on gun safety. And we will be partnering with several different organizations that will come in, like Mothers in Charge, Be Smart, and Grandparents for Gun Safety, who will come in and provide gun locks, gun safety tips, and how to prevent injury with guns.
So, also, Melissa, Charlie's House has a program called Brick by Brick, where people can purchase a brick and have their name or the company represented there. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about that?
Yeah, so we just had a recent brick area that's essentially like a giant patio outside of our facility in the garden. And you can actually have a brick personalized and dedicated to anyone that you love, including, you know, your children, or maybe you really like the Chiefs or the Royals, and you could put that on there, and you can actually add a logo, their names, the date, whatever you like, and have it personalized and have it permanently placed into our patio area onto a brick. And you can actually learn more about that by going to our website as well.
And what is that
website?
What is that website again?
It's charlieshouse.org.
Okay, go ahead.
I was going to share for the National Injury Prevention Day, I wanted to add that we actually are providing the public with green light bulbs. So if on that day, on November 18th, if you see green light bulbs on someone's porch, or if you see buildings lit up throughout the Kansas City metro area that are green, and the reason for that is for National Injury Prevention Day. And at Charlie's House, we will be providing green light bulbs. So if anyone's interested, you can stop by and pick up a green light bulb to put in front of your house to light up green to prevent to encourage families to know about National Injury Prevention Day.
And one of your partners is turning their building green. Can you tell us which partner that is?
One of our partners turning green include, you know, Children's Mercy and IKEA, actually. IKEA will be lighting up green this year. That's one of our new partners starting in November.
So as you drive by, folks, and see the new Children's Mercy building and it's green, it's because it's National Prevention Day. And if you're coming down I-35 and you see IKEA in green, it's because it's National Prevention Day. How important is it that people be aware as you go back? I know you're a former teacher, and we mentioned that earlier, but education and information help so much, because when we know better, we do better. How important is it to constantly keep educated on different things in and around the home and safety?
I feel like safety is never ending, and it always is changing. And it's so, so important to be aware of the products that we have in our home, which includes, you know, cleaning supplies and our laundry supplies, because those could be potential dangers if we aren't keeping them locked up and out of reach of a child. And, you know, same things with the products that our babies are they're sleeping in, even the toys that they play with. You know, there's a website like recall.gov that you can actually go and register any of the products that you use in your vehicle, in your home, to make sure that you know about those safety recalls and be aware of what's going on as far as making sure that they're safe for your home, as well as knowing about different issues and safety issues that could possibly potentially happen that are causing accidents and injuries to children throughout the world. You know, just by being educated on what's happening and what could be prevented is so, so important. I've learned so much since working at Charlie's House just in the last 6 months. Even as a mom myself, I feel like I still learn something new every day, just because safety never ends. Safety has so many topics of, you know, areas that there's just so much to cover. You know, not only do we cover home safety, but we also talk about fire, water, seasonal and vehicle safety, which are just some aspects of safety education and why it is so important for anybody in the public, whether you're a healthcare professional or whether you're an educator and you're teaching young little ones, or whether you're a caregiver and you're a grandparent or a parent-to-be. All of those areas of safety need to be known.
So as we wind down and end our conversation, Melissa, can you give your phone number in case people want to call and come down and tour the house, but also give the website where they can go online and do the virtual tour?
Yeah, so you can give us a call at 816-591-1766 to schedule a tour, or you can also schedule a tour by going to our website, which is just charlieshouse.org, and you can schedule a tour in there. And again, remember, if you can't come in person, you can also visit our virtual house as well and see all of those same videos and resources that we have to offer on our website. You can also order safety devices from our website as well. If you can't come in person, you can actually order them online at no cost. You just have to pay a small shipping fee.
So I want to thank Melissa for being our guest today. We never end Cowtown Conversations without our Community Minute. It is fall, and soon daylight savings time will end. This is the perfect time to check the battery in your smoke alarm. This alarm can provide critical notice during a fire and can save lives. Evergy is giving away free energy kits that include up to 20 LED light bulbs, 2 shower heads, a water pipe installation, and 2 smart power strips. You can call 855-907-6930 or visit Evergy Connect office at 1710 Paseo to schedule an appointment or to get more information. This Saturday, November 6th, there will be a recycling event in the parking lot of the Manual Career and Votech at Truman Road in Paseo. Residents will be able to drop off leaves, brush, tires, and bulky items. The event will start at 8 a.m. and will end at noon. This Saturday also, November 6th, from 9 a.m. to noon, Swift Help Central, located at 3801 Martin Luther King Boulevard, will host a giveaway with family essentials, toiletries, and other items, maximum of 2 families per car. Items will be loaded into your vehicle. Items will be available until supplies are exhausted. For Cowtown Conversations, I've been your host, Joseph Jackson. Join us next week for our salute to veterans on Veterans Day. I hope everyone has a great day. Stay safe, wear a mask, and stay tuned for My Place with Larry J.
Mm-hmm.